Es volei alpha. Odes stratos ton Peloponnesion proion aficeto tes ateces, es unoen proton. Eper emelon es valin. So we have the army of the Peloponnesians, or we can say the Peloponnesian army. And we have a participle proion advancing, that's from the verb emi, it's the participle form, notice the iota in there. So as they were advancing, or when they advanced. Aficeto, they arrived at Athens. And we read in the notes down below that this is a genitive of place. First at euoin. Then we have a relative pronoun plus pair, so it could be which or where they were about, and that's emelon, to invade. Keos ekathesondo pros volas parescavazondo totihi pue somenu mechaneste kealo tropo. And when they were resting, or when they were encamped, parescavazondo, they were preparing pros volas attacks, and that's a noun there. They're preparing attacks. And then we have a future participle of purpose here, to make on the wall. So we might want to change our word order around here. They're preparing to make attacks on the wall. Then we have a dative of instrument with, looks like machines, with siege engines, and other ways or otherwise. Egar unoe usa in meterius teis atikes, ke vuotias et etichisto. This sentence is a little tricky. We have eunoe, which is our subject there, and it usa being on the borders at Attica, or on the borders of Attica. And then we have this other place, Kevoitias. So these two places had been fortified. Now that's a pluperfect, as we're told. It's actually a singular form. And sometimes they'll do that if the first one is a little more emphasized, and they just kind of tack a second one along. Ke afto frurio u Athenaeu echrondo opote polemos genuto. And the Athenians were ekrondo from kraume, were using, make use of the dative, were using afto, it. Then we have apposition as a garrison. Opote, when there was war. And notice yenuto is optative, which basically is a generalizer like the subjunctive, but they have to use it since the governing verb was imperfect. Tastaun pros volas parescavazondo. Kaalos in diatripsan chronon peri aftain. Thus they were preparing the attacks, and in other ways they wasted chronon time around it, that place. Etiante ukolien archidamos elevin apaftu. Etian, you might remember from the earliest chapters of Book 1 when Xanthias was to blame, or Melita was to blame for dropping the water jar. So, archidamos, that's our subject, elevin took uk olie, not a little etian, from this, op of two. Ugar Athenaeu panda esse comisondo into chrono tuto. For the Athenians were bringing in panda everything during that time, or this time. Epide mintu pros valondes de unoe, ke pasan ideon pirasandes, ucadunando elin. Then, after attacking pros valondes as an aorist, a thematic aorist, notice the accent is towards the end, after attacking unoe, and pirasandes, after attempting every possible way, they were not able to take it, and Elin there is coming from Ereo. If you look in the back of your book on page 319, it's the third principal part. It's a difficult form. It's entirely unrelated in spelling to the first principal part. Ute Athenaeu then epike rukevondo. The book of this clause is given to you in the notes, and the Athenians were sending no ambassadors to make peace. Uto de ormesandes ap aftes is evolon istein atikain. Uto de is often used to transition from a dependent clause, the while or if clause to the main clause. So under these circumstances, they attacked Attica, rushing from there. Eito de archidamos lacedemonion vasilefs. And Archidamos, the king of the Lacedaemonians, was leading them. Now, Archidamos is kind of interesting. He was blamed for not waging the war seriously enough, but part of that could be that the Greeks just were terrible at sieging cities, and that's noted other places. And so they failed at Onoe, and then he moves into Attica, but he was a guest friend of Pericles, and so they would stay each other's houses when they would visit. And so that's one of the reasons that he also was blamed for not prosecuting the war as seriously as he could have. But Pericles also fell under blame, and he told the Athenians that if Archidamos invaded and his land wasn't ravaged as much as everyone else's, he would give it to the state. So there was some politics involved in this as well. Και καθεζόμενοι έτιμνον πρώτον μεν ελευσίνα και των θριάσιων παιδίων. This paragraph begins with a participle, καθεζόμενοι. So, and while they were encamping, they were ravaging or raising or cutting down first Eleusis and the Thriasian plain. The plan here was for Archidamus to destroy the crops. The Thriasian plain was a place of harvest for Attica, and they did this right as harvest was to take place. And so normally the opponents would have to come out and fight or make terms or starve. But since the Greeks could import over the sea, the plan wasn't working here. Epita de pruhorun eos aficondo es aharnas. Horion megiston tes Attikes, ton daemon calumenon. Then they were advancing until they arrived in Acharnas, which is a horion megiston of all Attica, being called so of the deems of the districts, of the dames. Ke kathazomenu es afto, stratopedonte epuesondo, chronon te polun eminandes. Etimnon. And resting in that place, they epuesondo, they made stratopedon. And waiting there a chronon polun, they were etimnon. Leite de otigonome tuade, o Archidamos perite tas aharnas, os esmachin taxamenos emine. It is said that with this opinion or reasoning, O Archidamos, Emine remained around the Tas Acharnas, having drawn up for battle. And I'm kind of skipping the os right there. You could say as having drawn up for battle. Que esto pedion akine te esvole ukateve. Ελπίζ αγαρτους Αθηναίους, επεξιένε και τενιέν με περιόψεστε τιμνομένην. And he did not go down onto the Paedion in that isvole, in that invasion. Ελπίζ αγαρ, for he was hoping that the Athenians, and then we have this infinitive, you can do that with indirect discourse, he was hoping that the Athenians would come out, or you could say he was hoping the Athenians to come out. I think the first is a little more proper English. So there's two ways to do indirect discourse after you have a verb of thinking, speaking, or perceiving. You can either follow that with OT plus the indicative, he was hoping that, OT plus the indicative, or you could say ELPISA, he was hoping for something to happen. You could use the infinitive. He was hoping the Athenians to come out and not for them to periopsis, that to overlook or neglect their land being timnomenein, being ravaged. Epideun afto es eleusina keto thriasion pedion ukapendesan And so, apendesan, when they did not, apendesan, go out to meet the dative, afto, in Eleusis, or the Thriasian plain, piran epuito peria harnas kathemenos, e epexiasin. You'll notice the verb here is singular, so that marks a change of subject. So they did not go out to meet him, and then we have epuito. He, the king, Archidamos, he was making a trial or a test for them, kathemenos, encamping around Aharnas, e, if they would come out, to see if they would come out. Ama mingar, afto o horos epitedios afineto in strato pedefse. You'll notice we'll have two clauses here, the min the, and they're preceded by ama. So these two clauses are related temporally. So together, these two clauses happen together at the same time. So at the same time, affinito, it seemed to him a good place, a suitable place to encamp. Ama de innomise tus aharneas mega meros ondas tes poleos. And on the other hand, at the same time, he was thinking that, notice the accusative here, the Archaeans being a great part of the city. Trishiliugar oplite eyenondo. For they were 3,000 hoplites. U periopseste tasferete diaphthiromena, alla ormesin getus pandas es machin. And here we get the infinitive, picking up from the acharneas, so hoping that they would not overlook or look around their own property being destroyed, but would also urge the tus pandas, everyone, into battle. And so we have these two infinitives here. He was hoping that the Aharneas would not overlook and would urge others onto battle. So these two infinitives are the object of what he was hoping.